Welcome to another episode of the PFF College Football Show. I'm your host, Max Chadwick, and I've got a very special guest on with us right now. It is Florida State defensive tackle Braden Fisk, who, according to PFF and us, he's one of the top three defensive tackles in the 2024 NFL Draft. Braden, thanks so much for coming on, man. I'm really pumped to talk to you.
Yeah, no doubt. No, I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you.
Of course, dude. So look, listen, the first question I love asking every player I'm able to talk to is, you know, there's a moment in my life where I realized, oh, shit, I can't play football at a high enough level to make it in college football or even in the NFL. What was the moment in your life, though, where you're like, oh, wait a minute, like I'm better than everyone here on this field right now. Maybe a career is possible for me in football.
I mean, it's always something I believe from a young age of just, I mean, even like I was like 6-7 years old when I first started playing football, just like, cause I grew up a big Colts fan. So I used to watch like the Colts growing up and I was like, man, like I want to be one of those guys. Like, I idolized NFL players at a young age. And it's just something that, you know, each year of football just increasingly grew like, man, like, I just want to make this, you know, my life. Like, I just want to keep playing. Like always want to play in college football, always want to play in the NFL. And, this is, I mean, it's something I used to talk to my parents about when I was little. And it's like, yeah, like, I got to make it happen. And so I don't know if there's ever a defining moment. Just something that I just always wanted to do. It's just been in my life for so long and can't see myself doing anything else.
Dude, I mean, yeah, you're going to be doing that for a long time, I feel like, right now, man.
But listen,
you were obviously outstanding at Western Michigan early on in your career. Entered the transfer portal, ended up deciding on Florida State. What was it about the Seminoles that made you want to go there?
I definitely started with Coach Norvell. He's different than most coaches I've ever spoken to or been around or, you know, had the opportunity to be coached by. I mean, from day one, just the intensity, you know, I mean, he was the first coach to FaceTime me. I could just tell right off the bat, I was like, all right, there's something a little different about this guy. It may be off, but it's different. Like, it's new. And then, I mean, I tell a story all the time about, like, he came to my house and, you know, he's sitting in my kitchen. He's, you know, banging on my kitchen table. He's shaking the table. Me and my dad are just like, holy shit, like, who is this guy? You know, like, I mean, he's sitting there, he's challenging me, he's just, you know, giving me all the reasons why I need to come down there. Once I, you know, officially went down there to visit, I was like, okay, like, I see what they're building here. And, you know, I knew about some of the other transfers that were, they were going after, coming in, whatever it may be. And, you know, coming off a 10-win season, I was like, you know what, something special could be built here. And I just wanted for my last year to be a part of something like that. And I knew he was the guy to lead it for sure.
Dude, Coach Ferrero was literally pounding the table for you to get to Florida State. That's pretty hilarious.
Oh, 100%,
man. But listen, man, I loved your team last year. You guys obviously went undefeated. In my opinion, wrongly left out of the college football playoff. But when you look back on that 2023 season, what would you remember most about that really magical year for Florida State?
I mean, definitely the ACC championship will stick out forever. Just, I mean, personally, it was one of my best games ever. And then just as a team, it was like that defining moment. All right, Florida State's back. At least that's what it felt like to me, because I got there and there was a bunch of guys that had been there through the dog days of, you know, the losing seasons and, you know, the rebuild, so to speak. And just to see what it meant to all those people and just like what it meant to Florida State, the community of like, man, like, because Florida State's such a historic program, and for them to be down and then to come back up and for me to be a part of it, I mean, that was the most special part. Like, just seeing like the looks on everybody's face, even after we beat Clemson, like, it just kind of felt like we got to. And that was only week four, and it just felt like we got over this hump. Like, everyone could take a deep breath. Like, okay, all right, here we are. Now we can make this happen. And, like, just seeing how far we got just with that group of guys, and, you know, because, I mean, half the team was built up at transfers.
Yeah.
A lot of guys, so many guys were coming from all these different walks of life, different paths, different college careers. I mean, some multiple schools. Like, for us to build what we did there, I mean, it's a kudos to Coach Norvell and the staff and just the whole, you know, program in general, just, you know, what we committed to. And just, you know, what we were able to accomplish. I mean, it was unbelievable. Best experience of my life, for sure.
Dude, I remember saying before the season, I was like, listen, if Florida State can beat LSU and Clemson, they're going undefeated the rest of the way. Because, like, you guys, I basically knew you guys were going undefeated after September was over, man. Because it's like, oh, yeah. Man, if they could beat those teams, man, they're going to make a run for sure. And you guys definitely did that. Another question, Brandon, I love asking players is, imagine, I don't know if NFL GM might have even asked you this question, to say, hey, you know, if there's one play that you want to show us to convince us to draft you, what would be that play? I think the play I would probably pick for you, I think the sack you had against Wake Forest on the 2-point conversion, man.
Okay,
that was, I was probably my favorite play when I was watching your tape. But what was the play that you would probably point to as your favorite play of your career?
That's a toss though. I think the ACC championship game, the second play of the game, he tried to pull and I jumped the pull. I skipped over to center and he tried to back block on me and I jumped in. I made a big TFL in the back foot. I think that just kind of set the tone for, at least for me, like when I made that play, I was like, all right, Like, we're here. Like, here we go. Like, we're playing ball today. And I was just like a tone setter for the defense and like just feeling the energy that that brought to the team. I was like, all right, we're going to win this game. Like, I knew just from that second play of the game, I was like, yeah, here we go. Like, I was just thinking like that'll forever be in my mind of just like, wow, like that was special for me because even my family, I mean, they're sitting right in the corner of where that play happened. I was just like, yeah, it was awesome. Super special.
Dude, your defense, I think, was maybe the most underrated defense in the country last year. And
Oh,
obviously,
for
you got a
sure.
ton of guys going to the NFL now. You, Jared, obviously, as well. Ton of guys in that secondary. How cool is it right now that a lot of the guys that, you know, played with your brothers this past year, you're kind of all entering the NFL at the same time right now?
Nah, it's really cool. And, you know, even my old teammate, Marshawn Neal, in that West Virginia,
Yeah.
he's going through the process. But, yeah, I mean, some of us got to see each other at the Senior Bowl, and then we got to the Combine. There's 12 of us there, so – you know, just reconnecting and like just, you know, you see each other. It's like, all right, here we go. Like, we're here to handle business. And I think everyone from Florida State and even Marshawn from Western Michigan, like, we all took care of business at the Combine. I think we all did well for ourselves. And that was the coolest part of just like, you know, yeah, this is Florida State. You know, this is what we do. And that's kind of something we say out there is like, yeah, we from Florida State. You know, this is how we get it done. And it was cool just to put on that showing because I thought we were different. And, you know, I think that's a whole nother story about the college football playoff. But yeah, like we proved, you know, we had players on that team, you know.
Yeah. Dude, you absolutely were. So obviously this draft is loaded with Florida State players, but they still bring back some really good players next year and even the year after. Who are the players that we'll be talking about in the 2025 NFL draft or even the 2026 NFL draft? Who are the guys that we should be looking out for right now?
Brother, the list is going to get long. I know for sure the three guys I had, you know, the better, or even four of the guys that I had the benefit of playing around on the D line: Josh Palmer, Darryl Jackson, Patrick Payton, Daniel Lyons. I mean, they're going to be great. Even on the back end, Shaheen Brown coming back, Fincho Cyprus, Azaria Thomas. I mean, I could go on about the defense, and even on the offensive side. I mean, Keziah Holmes, he's Tyler Morlock, or Kyle Morlock, excuse me. I mean, I could keep going. I could talk all day about the guys, but there's going to be a lot. I mean, what Coach Norvell's building there and that staff, and you know, just what's demanded out of those guys, man, it's going to be special. There's going to be you're going to be hearing about Florida State for a long time.
Dude, absolutely. They got Coach Norvell is doing something special down there right now. But listen, it's a really good defensive tackle class, in my opinion. You're at the forefront of that, in my opinion. What do you think separates you from other defensive tackles in this draft right now?
The versatility and I think just the maturity, you know, how what I bring to the game, you know, how I treat this guy, I treat it like a pro. And you know, I think on the mental side of things, just how I approach the day-to-day process and what I put into this game, to me, it sticks out. And, you know, it's stuck out in the last 3 months of, you know, what I've been able to put on the table, you know, through this pre-draft process. And, yeah, you know, I think that's the biggest thing. I mean, I know I'm 24, but and that could be a knock, but it could also be a positive. You know, like,
yeah.
You know, I played a lot of football. You know, I understand how to treat the game. I respect the game of, you know, the approach that goes into an everyday process. You know, it's not just checking out at noon and going home. You know, there's a whole other 6-7 hours of, you know, preparation that goes into your day. And that's what a lot of people understand. I think, you know, like I said, I treat this like a pro, and that's what I'm going to bring every day. And that's kind of what sets me apart, you know, every year I've played.
Yeah, I mean, dude, I mean, you got Byron Murphy, you got Johnny Noon, you got Devondre Sweat. Do you feel like that you're right now that you're the best defensive tackle in the 2024 NFL draft?
I mean, I'd be silly not to say that. I mean, from a confidence standpoint, 100%, I think I'm the best. And, you know, it's not a knock to any of those guys because they're very talented themselves. But, you know, personally speaking, yeah, I feel like I am the best just from, you know, what I'm able to offer, the work I put in, you know, the way I treat the process. Yeah, 100%.
Love that confidence, dude. I love that. So I think an underrated part about the whole draft process that people don't really talk about is you're not only drafting a player, you're drafting a person that you're going to have in your locker room and getting along with coaches and teammates and all that. What kind of person can the NFL team that selects you expect when you get in their building?
I mean, for me, it's a business approach. I mean, I can have a lot of fun, but I mean, I'm definitely more of a chill person. I'm not the big rah-rah guy, but like, I like to joke around and have fun in the locker room, but it's definitely a business approach, you know. I come in there. I'm there when I'm at the state. I'm there to handle my business, you know. And I have a regimen I go through and a routine I go through to take care of my day because you know, football comes first. But not, I mean, I can have a good time. Don't worry about that. I mean, I spent 6 years in college. You know, I better be able to have a good time. But nah, for sure, I'm not worried about that side of things. I think it'd be awesome.
Dude, I love that. So, listen, one of the greatest defensive tackles, maybe the greatest of all time, just retired literally today, and Aaron Donald. Dude, he is outrageous. Is he someone that you kind of model your game after? Are there any other defensive tackles that you try to model your game after right now?
A little bit, Aaron. Where I can relate to Aaron Donald is the whole size thing. I mean, maybe not high wise with him, but it's just like other measurables. They him coming out, they call him an undersized D tackle. For me, they call me an undersized D tackle or whatever they want to say, and I can relate in that way. But I guess more so, who I model my game more so after is Zach Taylor with the Miami Dolphins.
Love
I
that,
watch,
dude.
I love him. He's a Ferris State guy. I went to Western Michigan. I was able to make that connection through mutual friends. And yeah, I've been watching him for some years now. I mean, he was a 10 sack guy this past season. I mean, he's great in the run game, and he doesn't get as much credit as he deserves. But man, he's the guy, and he's on his second contract now. And I mean, a lot of people don't know his story, but I mean, he was cut a few times early on, and he's on his second contract. And I just really appreciate, how he treats it, and how he goes about his business. And yeah, I got a lot of respect for the guy.
Dude, I love that answer. Usually you get the Aaron Donalds or you get, Dexter Lawrence. You pull out Zach Sealer, man. That's an excellent answer. I love that. He's an underrated player, I think, like yourself too, man. Zach Sealer is definitely a baller, man. Where are you trying to improve your game most as you head into the NFL now?
I mean, I think both in the run and pass game. In the run game, obviously just being more stout. I think that's something you can constantly improve on, and continue to grow your game around. But also in the pass rush, second and third rush moves. Filling the counters. When to counter at the depth of quarterbacks. I mean, just more so refining the game, and just, there's going to be a lot more to learn, especially at the pro level. I mean, you're going to get a lot more sets and different sets from offensive linemen, and I think that's what I'm most excited about is, being around the pros and learning, from their experiences, and hopefully I get in the right locker room with somebody that's done it for a very long time and kind of just, teach me the ways, because I'm a curious person by nature, and I'm always asking questions. And right now I'm working with Ricky Jean Van Francois. He played 11 years in the NFL, and I talk to him a lot. I just ask him, like, well, anything, just what was it like? How did you attack this block? Who, like, if somebody gave you this, how are you reacting? I try to be a sponge, I try to have more questions than answers, and it's kind of worked out to this point. That's what I just plan on continuing to do.
Dude, I would say so. Obviously, you were a guy that I really liked in the whole pre-draft process, but I think you became this national name throughout after the season was over. And it started with the Senior Bowl, man. You had an excellent week, I think, in Mobile, Alabama. What was that whole experience like for you at the Senior Bowl?
That was great, and I think I went into that week just with the mentality of, I felt like I had something to prove, because I think there were some questions like, oh, like, what is this guy? Like, what type of player is he? When I was finally able to go out there and show, like, I can be a three down guy. I can go against the best. I have a great get off. There's a lot of things in my game that, maybe don't pop off on film, but when you actually see it in person. And I think that was the thing that really set me apart of just how I worked and how I went about my practice routine, the effort I give. And I was like, oh, wow, like, maybe this guy is a good player. It's like just little things that you don't know until you know. And I think that's why I was glad I got to get that exposure and just got to get to that game. That's why I wanted to play in the game too, because I was like, now, nah, like, it's another opportunity, like, to play in the actual Senior Bowl game, because I know there were some people that sat out for whatever reason, and that's cool. But for me, it was just like, nah, this is an opportunity to show, like, listen, this is what I am. Like, this is game tape of what I do. Like, if you want to see me against the best, here it is. Like, because, I can't stand, I was coming from Western Michigan, so the big question was, oh, can you play with the big dogs? All right, let's go to Florida State, play with the big dogs. What do we do? All right, we do it. After the Florida State season, all right, well, all right, he kind of did, but what's next? All right, let's go to Senior Bowl. Or then after Senior Bowl, oh, I don't think he's a good athlete. What do we do? Go to Combine. All right, let me show you I'm an athlete. And it's just like, come on, man. Like, and now after the combine, it's all right, we got to find something wrong. So let's talk about his arm. Let's talk about the work. Let's talk about this or that, And I get it. You got to find reasons. But, I'm just going to keep on chipping away. And, I'm excited to keep going through this process. And it's worked out so far. We're just going to keep grinding.
Dude, so it sounds like you've had a chip on your shoulder your entire career. Even though you're going to be a high draft pick in the NFL draft, do you still kind of carry that chip on your shoulder right now?
Yeah, man, I just try to work like I'm still not even noticed, and that's something that carries me. And I try to stay away from the mock drafts and the storylines, because I know how, wishy-washy it can be. I mean, it's all opinion based, so I just try to keep working like I'm, undrafted, whatever it may be, or just like a freshman in college again, just working to get my name out there. And it seems like, the harder I work, the luckier I get. So I'm gonna just keep on working.
I love that, dude. So obviously, we mentioned the Senior Bowl. You destroyed that. You just mentioned the combine. You were outstanding at the NFL Combine. Both, I was at your actually at the combine. I was at your podium. You were outstanding at the podium too when talking to the media. Based off how this interview is going right now, I can assume you were outstanding in the interviews with the teams as well. And then obviously on the on-field stuff, dude, you blew everyone away, I thought. What was that whole experience like for you though at the NFL Combine? I read something, dude, that you didn't think you're going to get an invite to the Combine. You thought, oh, maybe my football career is over. How cool was it to actually get an invite to obviously Indianapolis, the team that you loved growing up, and then destroying it when you actually got there too?
It was pretty surreal. I mean, once I got the Senior Bowl invite, I was like, all right, maybe I'll get the combine. But like, there was like the first wave of the combine invites went on. I didn't get one. I was like, damn, is there a chance I don't? And like, it's not the end all be all, but this is one of those things like you just want to check that box. And fortunately, I got it. But no, it was a surreal experience. I mean, I definitely feel like I spent more time in my underwear than I did my full clothes. But I think the interesting part about the combine, it's more of a mental evaluation than anything. I mean, all the fans get to see is Thursday, or well, that's the day we ran. All they get to see is test day, but they don't see the Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday when we're at the hospital from 8 to 4 doing medicals. They don't see the 4 hours of interviews that we're doing 2 nights, and then they don't see us walking around doing all these different tests and things like cognition tests, whatever it may be. Like they just see the test day, so you guys, it's more of a mental test than anything. But yeah, I mean, like you brought up as well, like just being in Indianapolis, I mean, a lot of my family and friends got to come down. That was a special experience. They even got to come down on the field after, I worked out on Thursday, and it was super cool. And I mean, that's everything I wanted it to be. I wanted to go down there and just prove that, hey, maybe I am a little athletic, maybe I can run around and do these drills and set myself apart. But yeah, no, it was a great experience. I'm really glad I got that. Going into it, I was like, man, like, this is the combine. You kind of, everyone tries to tell you about what it's like or what it's going to be, but it's like it's another one of those things that you just don't know till you know. And like going through it was super cool. And yeah, I mean, I'm just super grateful for it.
Dude, it's one of the longest weeks of a life for a media member. I can't even imagine what it's like
Oh,
for
God.
a prospect, dude. It is a grind for everyone who's in Indianapolis right now. I gotta ask you though, dude. There's a lot of stories that come out from the combine about teams asking players just outlandish questions. Did you get any of those kind of crazy questions that kind of took you aback when a team asked you one?
Nah, nothing crazy. I mean, a lot of them. I mean, I get that question a lot. Like, what was the crazy question? Which none of them were really too wild. I was pretty straightforward interviews. But I mean, the one thing they'll ask is like, what is one thing you changed about yourself? Like, shit, I changed my arm length because that's all you guys want to talk about. But whatever.
That's good, man. That's good. I think maybe the highlight of the combine for everyone, I think, was when you yelled out, "Oh yeah," after you ran your 40, man. Did you kind of know? When did you know during that 40? You're like, "Oh my God, I'm flying right now. Like this
Oh, after
run
the
up is crazy."
first 10 yards, I was like, yeah, we're rolling. And I mean, I knew like when we were doing like our warm up before the 40, I was like, all right, I'm feeling good, legs are loose, like we're kind of bouncing a little bit. And I was looking, my trainer was up there, I'm keep looking at him, I end up calling him, hey, I'm feeling good. He's like, all right, like just keep going through the routine, just keep stay calm, all that stuff. And yeah, and once we hit it, man, I hit that 10 yards, I was like, okay. And then we hit 20, I was like, all right, I never ran this fast. And I was finished, keep the head down, keep the head down. I hit that finish line, I was like, oh yeah, we did
Dude, as someone who loves your tape too, I also said, "Oh yeah," when you hit that hit the 40,
that.
man, because I was like, "Okay, yeah, now everyone can shut up about the athletic questions or anything like that," because like this guy is killing it right now, man. But obviously, man, you're getting to the NFL now. You're gonna go up against some guys that you grew up watching. Are there any NFL offensive linemen that you're really excited to go up against?
Oh man, I mean, I think like the easy answer is like Zach Martins and like the Trent, Trent Williams, just the guys that are legends. The guys are gonna be first ballot guys. Like I said, I'm a big Colts fan, Quentin Nelson. I mean, I've always been a big fan of him, so I'm sure he's gonna be an animal out there. And it would have been cool to see like a Jason Kelce or some of these guys you see that are just notable that are like known as the guys out there. Like you hear about them, like you ask defensive lineman about him, like, yeah, that guy's different. Like that's the kind of stuff you want to get after and just see. So it's gonna be an experience. I'm ready for it, and I've been busting my butt a long time to get to this point. I'm just ready to keep on going.
Hell yeah, dude. All right. N now another question. I think you might actually like this one a little bit better. Are there any NFL quarterbacks that you cannot wait to sack out there?
Oh man, I mean, I've said before, like Aaron Rodgers would be cool just because, Hall of Famer. Like, not many people can say, oh, I sacked the Hall of Famer. I think even like Pat Mahomes, I think he's cool just because he's a legend, man. He's gonna go down. Like Josh Allen's a big dog. That's probably be pretty hard to bring down, but hey, got to do it. You're getting paid to do it, so we're gonna get after him. But I mean, I need anybody. I'm just excited to get that first one. But, all right, like we did it. All right, let's keep it rolling. You know, like get that off the back and let's go.
Dude, absolutely. So you mentioned, you're getting paid to do it. So obviously the first paycheck hits different for everyone. I'm sure with NIL now, you're kind of used to it a little bit. But what is your first purchase do you think you're going to be making when you get your first paycheck?
Probably a new car, dude. I'm still whipping a Honda Accord. So
hell yeah, dude.
I need a new whip at some point. And I think I'll keep it around, but just know something else to have. But I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what that first paycheck's looking like first.
Absolutely, man. So I love asking players too, what is your why, man? Like what makes you get out of bed every single morning and go out there?
I think it's for me, it's kind of cliche, but man, I just love ball. Like I love the opportunity to do what I do. I mean, this is my life. I mean, this is, like I said earlier, this is something I couldn't imagine myself doing anything else. Like I'm grateful for every opportunity I get to play the game. And, you know, I fell in love early on with the preparation period of what it takes to put a product on the field. And you know, just the daily grind that it takes. I mean, more so than just like practice, but like, you know, the lifts, the recovery, the treatment, you know, the PT, you know, the extra work on the body just to perfect the craft, you know, the little things, just running around on the field, like, you know, on your own, going to late night sessions by yourself. I love that stuff. And I can't take it for granted because I know how slim this opportunity is and just how short lived it can be. So, I mean, yeah, I'm just a ball player, man. I just love to be out there and play ball with the guys. I mean, obviously, my family's, you know, very, you know, important role in my life. And you know, I would include them in my why. But, you know, a lot of it just stems from, you know, this dream and, you know, just the opportunity that I get financially, you know, just self. But, like, more of just, like, a self-respect thing. Just accomplishing these goals because I've had it for so long. Like I said, like, I idolized these guys growing up. And now I'm about to be out there with them. So, it's just, it's coming. It's all coming full circle.
That's so awesome, man. And you said, you know, you idolize these guys growing up. I mean, you might not even know this. There are a lot of kids that idolize you right now, Braden. They see the journey you've had in your career, man, and making it to where you are now. For all those kids that maybe you're a little underrated like you once were, what advice would you give to those kids that are kind of making their own journey right now?
Yeah, I mean, for me, just keep pushing. At some point, that wall's going to fall. I mean, that's something I've kind of cared for a long time is, you know, just keep pushing that wall. At some point, it's going to fall. Like, you know, you never know when it's going to be. Like, when I first got into college, I was like, oh, man, I'm going to do my 4 years and get out of there. You know, after the fourth year, I was like, ah, all right, we'll do one more year. We'll do this fifth year. You know, fifth year came, I was like, oh, I'm glad we had that Kobe year because we're going to do a sixth year. And, you know, I didn't really want to do a sixth year. But and it's hard because you can get lost in it, too, especially after, I don't want to call it failure because it wasn't failure, but it just didn't reach to where you wanted to get to. And, you know, it's easy to hang it up and be like, all right, I'm going to take it easy today. But, yeah, every day is a test, you know. Every day is an opportunity. And, you know, you either take advantage of it or you just let it slip. And, you know, luckily for me, I've had the right mindset to just keep getting after it. And like I said, trust that wall to fall because when it does, you know, it starts to lighten up. Oh, okay, it's a whole different world. Like, and, you know, I've been able to finally, you know, reap some of the benefits of that in the last 3 months, you know, from December 2nd to now has been just an unbelievable experience. I mean, my life is, I don't want to say completely changed, but I mean, a lot of trajectory where my life is going has changed. So, at some point, that damn wall is going to fall, man.
I love that, dude. I got to ask you, before you knew you could make it to the NFL, what was that kind of job that you thought, okay, once I'm done playing college ball, maybe I'll go do this out with my life?
Dude, I have no idea. During COVID, I worked at a tree service with one of my friends, and her dad owned it, and I worked at this tree service, and I was just like, dude, I can't keep doing this. And I got a lot of respect for the people that do that because yeah. They wake up, they go to work, and they grind. But, I mean, I was like, nah, like, this ain't happening. Like, that's kind of where it clicked. I was like, nope, this ain't what it's going to be. Like, I got to make some of this football stuff because I ain't going to be carrying, you know, logs around all day and, you know, doing the lid. And that ain't happening, bro.
Dude, not having a plan B might be why you are where you are right now. Because, like, hey, man, this has to work out. Like, there's no plan B for me. Like, I have to, you know, that's a good mentality, man.
Plan B was plan A, boss.
Exactly, man. It's always plan A. I love that, dude. So last question I want to ask you, dude, you were not even a top 2000 recruit coming out of high school. You obviously, yeah. You said before how you didn't think that you were going to be able to make it in the NFL at one point in your career. In just under basically a month now, Braden, you're about to fulfill your lifelong dream and play in the NFL. What is that feeling like, man?
Dude, it's unreal. Like, it's hard to even put into words. Just like how it's all starting to come to shape, and like you said, yeah, coming out of high school, like, but at the time I was naive to it. I was like, man, I'm going to Division One school. I'm going to Western Michigan. I thought I was the top dog, and I was like,
Yep.
well, here we go. And then you get there and you realize, oh, so these college football is a lot different, you know? Like, these guys are grown. Like, in my eyes, they were grown. I was like, oh man, like, it's a whole different world, a whole different ball game. But yeah, man, I'm just very grateful, you know. I respect the game, and I think the game respects you back when you put in the work, and the work don't lie. You know, you can't cheat the grind, and it's luckily what I've been able to just put in everything. You know, you put in that sweat equity, and eventually it builds up, compounds, and it turns into what it's turned into. And I'm grateful for the track that I've had to run, because it's taught me a lot of lessons, and it's got me to the places I've been. I've gotten to meet the most incredible people along the way, and have the most incredible experiences. I hope I can continue doing that for some more years to come, because I feel like I got a lot left in the tank.
Dude, I'll tell you what, once you're done playing in the NFL, once you put on the gold jacket and all that, I think your plan B could also be going into football media, honestly, man. Because this is an outstanding interview, Braden. Best of luck in the NFL, man. I'm rooting for you. I'm a fan for life now. I'm really looking forward to seeing your NFL career play out, man.
No, I really appreciate it. Thanks for the opportunity to be on here. This is really cool, and maybe we can connect again in the future. It's been awesome.